7 Japan Mobile.
2BNG, how you doing?
Okay. Just heading back from Ingalls.
There quite a bit. I find myself shopping more at Food Lion. I guess there's more.
Food Lion, I shop Publix, I shop Harris Teeter. Most of the time, Ingalls, but there's certain items that I get at the other ones that you can't get at Ingalls or Walmart.
The deli and bakery stuff, they're a bit pricey, though.
We have a lot of good stuff. They're actually a lot pricey. They're proud of their stuff.
They're okay. I don't know. I mostly like their baked goods and their, you know, their deli stuff. But I guess there's other good things. I end up at Ingalls, Food Lion most of the time because it's, you know, it's one of the closest ones.
Yeah, Ingalls is the closest for me. That's why I generally go there 90% of the time. But like I said, there's a few items. If I want some particular, I also shop Fresh Market a lot. And they're a lot pricey, but I like to get my meat from Fresh Market.
Them, not even really sure where they are.
There's one down in Greenville area. There's one in Asheville. One in Hendersonville. And they've got an outstanding butcher counter, what have you. But, you know, it's top dollar, everything.
Well, yeah, they might be in Greenville. Doesn't mean necessarily that they're close. But, yeah, I could try to find out where they at, where they are.
You'll pay a little more for it than you would say at Ingalls. But now, I bought a 6-rib prime rib, 18 pounds worth, at Ingalls here about a month ago. And it was outstanding.
Now, a good prime rib is going to be, you know, again, top dollar. You know, the only thing I'll look for, the only thing I'll indulge in once in a while is a good corned beef. Nothing like a good, you know, a nice big corned beef, throw it in the slow cooker.
I actually will take a good piece of corned beef and put it on the smoker and make pastrami out of it, which is also really good. But you can buy choice or prime when it comes to the rib roast, or just about anything really, but you can buy choice and prime, and you pay a lot more for the prime, and I think it's the prime you pay more for, but I can never taste the difference between the lesser expensive standing rib roast and the more expensive one. I can't tell the difference. So I usually go with the less expensive one, season it myself, and they turn out great every time.
Pastrami, I could, well, I don't have a smoker. And, yeah, give it a smoker and give it about 12 hours, you can make a pastrami. Yeah, realistically, you need a smoker.
Good size, pretty good size vertical pellet smoker that really works great.
And charcoal and wood chips, or how do you smoke something like that? I mean, I could also probably do the same thing with bacon. You know, get your own bacon, smoke your own bacon.
Bacon several times. In fact, I just bought meat today to, first I got to cut it up, then I got to grind it up, then I got to mix it together, and now I'm going to make up about 12 pounds of kielbasa, put that on the smoker. The pellet smoker, the pellets that you put in there are actually little wood pellets of different types of wood, you know, a cherry or, you know, oak or, you know, different flavor, hickory, maple, whatever different kinds of wood you want to use, you buy that type of pellet, and then it actually smokes, and the pellet smoker maintains the temperature for you, which is the most important factor when you're smoking food.
There's a lot of tutorials on how to make, you know, all kinds of smoked meats. Takes forever, though. I mean, you know, smoke something all day, generally.
That depends on the size of the cut and what you're doing. Like now, I usually make a brisket for everybody when we do our ham radio contesting, and I usually cook up like a 20-pound brisket. And now that'll take all day, but you cook up like a 5-pound brisket or something for just the family. It doesn't take all day. It you know, it takes 4 or 5 hours, depending on how big of a piece of meat you're smoking.
A good piece of brisket or a good piece of pastrami, since I lived in New York. There's one place, if you ever find yourself in Lower Manhattan, go to Katz's Deli. I mean, there's a line to get in there, but the brisket or the, either one is good. The pastrami or the brisket is worthwhile.
It's pretty doggone good. Like I said, I just bought a bunch of beef and a little bit of pork to make some kielbasa. I'm going to make some kielbasa for a friend of mine requested some. I made that last time we were up at Fancy Mountain, and I sent him home with some, so he now wants more. So there you have it. All right, Glenn, listen, I'm pulling in the driveway here. Good to hear. Hope you have a good day. Enjoy the weather, and we'll catch you again. ND7073.
82BNG, all right. Good talking to you, 73s. And we'll hear for you later.
4DJC in 5CSA, calling.